Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
A new effort looks to help avoid the destabilizing impact of eviction. The state Shelter Arrears Eviction Forestallment, or SAFE, program is distributing over $10 million across New York to protect families from being evicted. In announcing the funding, State Senator Sean Ryan outlined the many issues surrounding evictions, including the estimated $13,000 spent for each household that ends up in the shelter system.
We have a lot of mom-and-pop landlords in the city of Buffalo, and if a tenant gets behind on the rent, that means the landlord might not have money to pay their taxes, to pay their mortgage, and to make repairs. So this is a good program all around. It benefits everybody.
The $1.5 million allocated to Erie County is expected to prevent over 1,000 families from being evicted. At least one local hospital group is canceling many elective surgeries this week as it contends with a shortage of IV solutions. Catholic Health says its supply chain team is seeking additional sources of the solutions, while its main supplier, North Carolina, works to overcome the devastating impacts of Hurricane Helene. Surgeries that do not require IV fluids are expected to be performed as scheduled. Catholic Health says its physician and nursing leadership teams are working to identify safe and effective alternatives. And the town of Tonawanda will exceed the state's property tax cap as it hikes taxes over 5% in 2025. The Buffalo News reports the town board voted unanimously Monday night to override the tax cap for the first time since the statute was introduced in 2012. A new stream of state funding is expected to help families stave off impending evictions. State Senator Sean Ryan calls the allocation a first step in his plan to address the affordable housing shortage in Buffalo. According to Ryan, just over $10 million will be available to avoid evictions in the 57 counties outside New York City and Long Island.
But Erie County will receive a little over $1.5 million for this purpose. It's the highest amount of any county, and it's going to make a big difference. In Erie County alone, we expect this funding to keep more than 1,000 families in their homes.
Counties are receiving funding based on their 2023 eviction rates. It'll be distributed by the Erie County Department of Social Services. The group standing against a proposed logging operation in Zoar Valley is bringing its protest to downtown Buffalo today. The Zoar Valley Coalition will bring their grievances to a noontime demonstration outside the State Department of Environmental Conservation Office at 700 Delaware. The group maintains the DEC is planning to sell off hundreds of acres of timber in an area that had been set aside as a protected wilderness. And a worn-out piece of water infrastructure in the town of Elma will be replaced. According to Congressman Nick Langworthy, his office has secured $1 million in federal funding that will allow for the construction of a modern wastewater treatment plant that will serve both the town of Elma and the Iroquois Central School District. Langworthy says the current facilities have reached the end of their useful life.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
New York State says it's attempting to correct its 70-year-old mistake of the original Kensington Expressway project. But many in the community most affected by the highway feel slighted by the state's proposed plans for the highway. WBFO's Jamal Harris reports.
The Eastside Parkway Coalition, ESP, announced a filing for court injunctions that would prevent the state from awarding contracts for the construction of the Kensington Expressway until an Environmental Impact Statement, EIS, is completed, proving the construction will have no significant adverse environmental impacts. The state planned to restore the former Humboldt Parkway but not completely eliminating the current highway, instead building a massive tunnel underneath the proposed park system. An idea Sherry Sherrill, the spokesperson for today's press conference, comments as a bait and switch.
Our community was victimized by a grossly unfair bait and switch tactic. In arriving at this generation's Kensington Expressway project, the powers that be shamelessly disregarded much that is near and dear to our East Side Buffalo community's heart.
According to ESP, the proposed tunnel would do more harm than good, with the dangerous emissions from the construction of building the tunnel and the mass amount of cars using the tunnel being funneled back into the community.
What is certain is that there will be prolonged days, weeks, and months of blasting and excavation. not to mention the reconstruction of the expressway's massive retaining walls, a process that might release tons of asbestos.
The court hearing will take place at Erie County Courthouse October 25th at 2 p.m. I'm Jamal Harris, WBFO News.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.